So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just out of curiosity, because I was thinking about this during the commercial break, and, you know, Panache caller said, what has he done the last 2 years to help the team? And probably the biggest example is, if you go into last offseason, the biggest concern was the edge rusher opposite of Hutch, and they rolled with Elkhwedeen Muhammad, who had 10 sacks in his 7 years prior to coming to Detroit and had an 11-sack season this year. But that's an example of something he did. Are we ready to bury this past draft class? Or does this draft class actually have some promise?
Well, I mean, you got a starting right guard that did well in one aspect of the game, maybe not so well in the other, but he's a rookie. I do expect him to be better, and hopefully he's going to be better. Then you had Tyleik Williams, who is a rookie defensive tackle, played all 17 games, if I'm not mistaken. That's a step in the right direction compared to other defensive tackles they drafted, who either A, got hurt right away, or two, weren't good enough to play and see the field. But is that setting the bar low? Maybe a little bit. Tesla didn't catch many passes. I think, 16 or 19 on the year, but he had 6 touchdowns.
Yep.
I think we could all see there's a bigger role for him at some point in this offense. And other guys, you know, we're going to wait to see. Miles Frazier got a smattering of snaps, and you know, Hassanin is a guy I really want to see, but he got hurt right away.
The success and failure this past draft class is yet to be determined. But I'm far from giving up on this group. I think there's a lot of promise there.
There is. But I think people want to focus on the negative. They want to look at the Broderick Martins, the Levi Onwuzurikes, the Hendon Hookers of the
mistakes.
World, and
no question.
And then see that, yeah, hey, you just threw money at a guy like Kirby Joseph, and now he's hurt, and don't know to what extent his career is going to look like moving forward.
Do you know how many rookies have more touchdown receptions than Isaac Tesla?
There's like one.
Yeah, one. And like you said, foresee a bigger role for him. It's no point, and there's no victory laps here. It's just I'm not doing any victory laps at all.
I just, again, when we come across as apologists for Brad Holmes, and I just think his body of work is pretty good.
Well,
and yeah, I think he acknowledges he's got to be better. And this past season is a failure because it didn't make it to the playoffs. It's absolutely a failure.
Their vetting system and what they do to filter down the pool of players that it actually consider taking is something that perhaps is the backbone of what built them to be a contending team in the first place. And so when we talk about, well, maybe you should, you know, bend a little or do this, do that. Can you afford one roster spot for somebody that you don't think totally fits your philosophy? We're not sure that they haven't already done that. Have a couple guys on the team that don't fully fit their philosophical, you know, beliefs on what they what kind of player they want. But nonetheless, let's get back to your phone calls. Dylan is next here on 97.1. Hi, Dylan.
Hi. So the one thing I want to say is I'm happy that Brad's not making a bunch of drastic decisions like the Colts GM did, where he traded their future when they were at the top of the world, and then all of a sudden it comes crashing down, and then they have no future to fall back on.
Yeah, the Colts were, they're the first team to go from first place, or...
Were they 8-2 or 8-1?
Yeah, and
8-1, I believe.
Missed the playoffs, and they traded for Sauce Gardner and gave up the future.
And then Sauce got hurt.
Yep. Yeah, that's... You know, I mean, but sometimes you need to take a risk. They took a risk, and boy, it did not work out.
And it just didn't work out. And that's the one thing I'm happy Brad hasn't done. He hasn't made a drastic decision yet that's going to alter our future. He's building to sustain the success for multiple years.
I don't know if you're saying Jurassic decision or drastic decision, but I kind of like a Jurassic decision, if that's what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, he's protecting. He doesn't want to do anything that he will feel was irresponsible in the future. But look, that philosophy's fine as long as you get to the mountaintop. If you never get to the mountaintop, it will always be second-guessed and should be.
I agree with the caller. He doesn't make any Jurassic decisions.
Right. Did he say Jurassic?
He said Jurassic. It sounded Jurassic.
Yeah.
But anyways, point is, yeah, free agency and midseason trades, he doesn't. But at the draft, he does. He's actually very aggressive during the draft, whether it's the first round or third and fourth rounds. And so sometimes he swings for the fences, and sometimes he connects, and it's a home run. And sometimes it's Javi Baez, and it's way off the plate. Like, yeah. The Manu pick, I really think, is a complete miss. Like, that guy should be the next guy up. That Taylor Decker's talking retirement, he should be ready to go, and he don't look like he's ready to go at all.
Well, we don't know, because he missed the entire year because he was hurt. That's the problem.
And also, because when he played, he wasn't that good, Gator. And I think, personally, in my opinion, I think that's the competition they're talking about next year. He might not make the team.
He may not. But, I mean, this is what I think is one of the big tragedies of the season. Aside, number one is you don't make the playoffs. But number two, to me, is you didn't get a chance to see these guys that you want to see develop. Giovanni Manu, he's played four games in the 2 years he's been on the Detroit Lions. Corby Soerstall has played 17 games, and he was a draft pick in 2023. There's three seasons where he's only played in 17 games. Those are two offensive linemen I think they're looking at to see what can they be. And maybe they're just backups, because you need backups, clearly. But this team needs starters right now, and they have to make a big move when it comes to I'm going to guess that Taylor Decker is going to retire. I hope he doesn't, because he's really good.
Well,
but if he does, that creates...
They won't be caught off guard.
Well, they won't be caught off guard, no. And it's going to create an interesting hole for this team, because I would imagine they would want to... The obvious choice would slide Penei Sewell to the left tackle, but then you've got a right tackle problem. But right tackle is an easier position to fill than left tackle.
Let's go to Sean in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. I'm sorry, afternoon. One morning. Thank you for taking my call.
It is still morning.
Yeah, I'm working. Forgive me, guys. Doug, whenever I hear you get riled up, man, I'm calling. I got panache.
You got panache?
No, all jokes aside, man, you guys are having a great debate. Me personally, man, I agree with some of the things that the previous caller was talking about. We all love that Brad has rebuilt this thing from the ground up, and he's been measured in a lot of his decisions. But I think what you guys and some of the fan base is trying to say, that when you get close, then you got to go all in. And so I think that's where we are. You know, we had we still got a window, I believe, but what are you going to do to assure our fans? And Sheila, as you tried to state in your press conference last night, that we're all in. All in looks like, okay, we don't care about a draft pick this particular year. Okay, we don't care about this amount of money. We just want to go grab this player that's going to take us over the top. And I think that that's where we are getting frustrated, because none of us have seen or felt like he's even close to that.
You know, Sean, at the beginning of the news conference, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show when we played him taking accountability. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. When he talked about all the things that he wants to do differently, well, he didn't say all the things, but they were going to take a long, hard look at everything from top to bottom, and they may need to do some things differently. I don't know that you interpret that as saying it without coming out and saying it, but it made me wonder. And I also thought Dan Campbell, when he met with the media the week prior, said so, or I guess it was Monday. It was Monday. It wasn't the week prior. It was Monday. Said some similar things. I think he left some breadcrumbs that they're going to take a long, hard look at maybe being a little bit more aggressive and not so protective of future draft capital.
Yeah, I think that we all would love to see that. You know, thank you guys again for taking my call.
Oh, no, Doug, man, our pleasure.
Doug, you're the nicest guy on the air, man. When I hear you get mad, I'm calling. Thank you, guys.
I didn't get mad. I just thought that guy took a cheap shot.
Doug's got to get checked.
And you know, maybe not a cheap shot, but I think he was being wildly unfair. So whatever. Rico and Romulus. Hi, Rico.
Hello.
Hey.
I'll say this, and I know let me turn my radio down.
Always a good idea.
I'm like almost 70 years old, and in my entire lifetime, the Lions ain't been worth 2 cents. So whatever Brad Holmes have done, okay, he made a couple of boo-boos here and there, whatever. Didn't do what people wanted him to do. But let's say this. He has taken this football team from 0-16 or 17 to 15-2, 9-3, 9-8, whatever. All I'm saying is this. Give the man a chance and let's see. This season is a wash. Let's see what happens with next season, and I'm going to hang up and listen to your call.
Well, I mean, Rico, I just think it's he's done such a good job to get them where they were, and it's like any aspect of life that any of us have. If you're doing something that's working, you stick with it, you stick with it, you stick with it, and then when something changes, and this year it was the result, it was 9-8 and missing the playoffs.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I didn't hear a stubborn Brad Holmes yesterday. That's one of the biggest takeaways from that whole thing. He did not sound stubborn. He sounded to me to be moderately humbled. Now, Gator, you didn't hear it the same way. But I didn't think that was a stubborn GM speaking and that he was clearly going to stick with what he was doing.
I don't think he's stubborn. I do think that he played a little bit of both sides. At times he would say one thing and at times he'd say the opposite, but it's okay because it's a press conference and it doesn't really matter. He's got my support. I think he's done a really nice job as GM of this team. But, you know, the 3 years prior to taking over, the Lions went 6-10, 3-12-1, and 5-11. This was a franchise that was done. And then Stafford comes up and says, I want out. And they got to move him. And think of the growth that's happened since then, right? That first year, it took a while before they won the first game. They went 3-13-1, but it looked like they were building towards something. Then they go 9-8, 12-5, 15-2, and along the way, win the first two playoff games in 30 years.
248-539-9797. There's a lot that's been accomplished, and there's more work to be done.
It just seems like a lot of people are like, well, what has he done lately? I got it. Okay, they need to improve off of last year, but I give them the chance to improve off of last year because they got to get back to the playoffs. And if they don't, if this becomes a regular occurrence, then he's going to be out of a job.
All right, so there was other news yesterday. The Scoobel arbitration offer and ask. These are records on all kinds of sides and things that are unprecedented. We'll get to that today at 12:05. here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.